Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Quick Tips on the Health Tech Podcast. Back with me today, I have Katie Weimer. She's Vice President of Regenerative Medicine at 3D Systems. You can go back one episode and hear all about Katie's background, all about the 3D printing space in healthcare, all about what we're doing in regenerative medicine and 3D printing, printing tissue implants and organs, etc. Anyway, you can hear all of that good stuff on the previous episode, but today, Katie and I are doing quick tips and we're talking about partnerships. 3D Systems partners with companies like United Therapeutics to help 3D print things like lung tissue and things like that. But Katie's going to tell us more about that. But we're here to talk about partnerships. We're here to talk about what makes a good partner in business. And so, Katie, I believe you had some thoughts.
Yeah, it's a fascinating question. And I think those of us in business and that have been around a while have certainly been on the right and wrong side of those partnerships before. But, you know, I think when I'm thinking in my head about that question and the partnerships like United Therapeutics that are so great to be a part of, you know, what drives that, right? So certainly having a really focused mission together and everyone really believing in the spirit of that partnership, right? There's legal language associated with all of it and it is necessary and relevant, but everyone being bought into, I think, the spirit of what we're going after together. And I think at the foundation of that is trust in the people that, you know, in the relationships that you have at that partnership. So I think having that real focused mission that we've all bought into, really trusting the partner at the other side, and then, you know, it has to be a real win-win for everybody, you know, and I think a lot of people can put a lot of weight in the negotiation aspect. Can I get 1% more here or there? All that is really important. But at the end of the day, both teams have to win, right? And no matter what's written down, if the other person across the table doesn't feel like they won as well, that partnership isn't going to last and it's not going to work very long. So yeah, maybe those are just some quick tips on what I value in good partnerships.
That's awesome. I love that. I really like the point about the focused mission actually coming down to trust and people. I gave a talk this week actually on adoption of technology into healthcare. And here in the UK, we have the NHS, the National Health Service, obviously government funded, and all the rest of it and all the challenges that come along with that. But even when I was talking about adopting healthcare into that system, it's funny, I said this, I said very, 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 very similar things. What I didn't say, and I wish I had said, was focused mission. I think everybody being on the same page and pointing towards the same North Star is extremely important. But I did say that at the end of the day, you can talk about businesses, but businesses are made up of people.
People.
Exactly. And so it is people from one business doing a partnership with people from another business. And that's the same as the UK and the NHS if you're trying to sell a technology in, which is you are people, you are a person selling to a person in the NHS. And it is about building trust and perhaps not hard selling them immediately the first time you meet them. It is about asking them what their problem is that they want solved. And if in a business partnership where both parties are doing that to find your next point, which was the win-win, clearly that partnership can flourish under the best circumstances. So I love that. And I completely agree that when we talk about partnerships in business, whether we talk about it in terms of adoption of healthcare and technology into healthcare, I absolutely agree that trust in people is absolutely key. So Katie, thank you for coming back on. It's been a pleasure, and you can grab Katie on LinkedIn and we'll put the link to her profile in the description of this episode. Katie, thank you.
Thanks, James.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening and making it all the way to the end of this episode. Remember to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And you can head to the description of this episode to follow me on all of my social media so you don't miss out on any of the latest health tech content.